Adam in Virginia listens to the Money Pit on Free FM, WJFK, and tell us what's going on in your yard.
Well, I have a really bad problem with what my neighbor calls is ground hornets and yellow jackets.
Okay.
And also huge swarms. I mean, it's bazillions. I can't even think of the right name of ants.
Okay.
Not just outside in the yard, but also in the house. We've used everything we can think of, the Ortho Max, even used some of the expensive stuff I ordered offline, and I'm not keeping them out of the house. But the yellow jackets in the yard is the yellow jackets, the ground hornets in the yard is a big problem with kids and dogs.
Listen, this is not a job for a do-it-yourselfer. This is a job for a professional, because the professionals are going to have access to the right pesticides that could make this problem go away in literally one visit. The type of pesticide that you use on the hornets, of course, is different than the ants. For the ants, you're going to use an undetectable pesticide such as Termidor that's professionally applied. The ants march through it, get it on their bodies, carry it back to the nest where they're completely eliminated because they pass it from insect to insect. For the hornets, they're going to probably use a powder, and they're going to spray that right into the nest, and that's going to wipe the whole nest out. It's not something you want to do yourself, because you're going to apply a lot of chemical, which is dangerous in itself, and you're probably not going to eliminate the problem. But this is a matter of population control when it comes to insects that have infested at this level, and that's what you really need to do, Adam, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.